In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us that Leah, Yaakov Avinu's first wife, gave birth to 6 sons, and Rachel, Yaakov's second wife, is still barren. Then finally, a miracle occurs. Vayiskar lekimas Rachel. Rachel conceives and gives birth. What was Rachel's first reaction? Asav lekimas chapasi. Hashem has taken away my shame. So what shame was Rachel referring to? So Rashi quotes a medrash, Kozman she'en l'isha ben, as long as a woman is childless, she has no one to blame for her mishaps. However, Mishiyesh Laban, when she has a child, and one day she breaks an expensive dish, and her husband comes home and he asks her, Rebbetzin, who broke those plates? She says, who do you think did it? Your son. Mi achel te'enim elu, who ate up my favorite dessert? And she points at a child, Mincha, your son. That is what Rachel was implying when she said, Asav alakim is chapasi. And this is mind-boggling. The Medrash says that Rachel was 36 years old when she gave birth to Yosef. That means she was barren for 22 years. And the first thing she can think of is, I'll give my child a name to remind myself, anytime I mess up, I'll just blame the child. She was just zoichet to give birth to Yosef HaTzadik, one of the Shifteka, the future provider of the world. And she says, Asav alakim is chapasi. I'm excited because I have someone to blame for my failures? So how do we understand that? And perhaps the idea is, people by nature are complainers. We love to kvetch. When life doesn't align with our expectations, we complain. We tend to act out. God, why me? When we see our neighbor's new flashy car, it brings us discontent. When we can't compete, when we don't have the means to make fancy bar mitzvahs and weddings, we are frustrated and ashamed, and we complain. When we can't keep up with the Joneses or the Goldbergs, we feel embarrassed. God, what about me? Why am I not enjoying this great fortune? I also want to be part of that elite group. But Rachel had a different attitude. She said, how can I ever complain when Hashem has given me the most precious gift in the world? He granted me a child. How can I ever be unhappy again when my life's dream has come true? She said, Asav alakim es chapasi. I will no longer be embarrassed when things don't go my way. I will no longer complain about trivial matters again. I will never be upset again when I see my neighbor's Olympic-sized pool and their beautifully manicured lawn. I will always choose to look at the big picture, the things that truly matter. I will focus on the blessings that Hashem has given me. All these years when I was childless, all these trivial matters didn't matter to me. It didn't mean anything to me. I felt this huge void. I said, life without a child is not worth living. All I wanted was a child. Everything else was meaningless to me. So as soon as Yosef was born, Rachel said, I will choose not to focus on the broken dishes, or the latest trends, or any other insignificant matters, but rather that I have a healthy child, and all the other blessings Hashem has bestowed upon me. When Rachel named her son Yosef, it served as a harbinger for things to come. Yosef exhibited the same midah as his mother Rachel. Yosef experienced tremendous difficulties in his life, dissension with his siblings. He was thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions, sold into slavery by his own brothers, unjustly thrown into prison for 12 years. He had all the reasons in the world to complain, but chose not to. He always saw the positive aspects of life. He never lost his Simchas HaChaim. He never lost his passion for life. He never lost his ability to forgive those who wronged him. Despite enduring numerous hardships, he never complained. He never bemoaned his lot in life. His love for people remained strong. The Torah tells us that while Yosef was incarcerated, he saw two people that looked troubled, and he asked them, Madua pneichem roim hayam? Why are you so upset? Why are you guys complaining? Even while languishing in a pit, he couldn't understand why people were depressed. Even in the depths of despair, he saw the light and refused to let it bring him down. That's the midah inherited from his mother Rachel. But us, even when life is going well, we tend to find things to complain about, usually petty concerns, minor annoyances. If someone asks us how many times we turned over in our sleep last night, we wouldn't know, because we were sleeping soundly. But if you ask someone with a broken hand or a fractured foot, they can tell you exactly how many times they turned over during the night. Ask a parent whose child is being held hostage in Gaza, they will likely tell you that they didn't sleep long enough to turn over at all. Asav alakim es chapasi. Rachel Amenu is teaching us, choose to concentrate on the blessings in your life, and you will no longer complain about all the trivial matters ever again. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.